Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai Animal Shelter received several unsolicited donations for the care of animals recently, totaling $2,217.60. The Kenai City Council enacted an ordinance accepting and appropriating these donations and wanted to give recognition to the individual donors. The Kenai Indian Tribe expressed their support of the animal shelter services and efforts to the community through a donation of $1,000. In their letter, they stated, "With this donation, we hope to help your cause and encourage continuation of your endeavors for the lasting benefit of our shared community." Councilmember Tia Winger offered thanks to the Kenai Indian Tribe for its donation.
"Would just like to thank all the individual donors and point out that Kenai Indian Tribe donated $1,000 towards the services for the animal shelter. They've been an amazing partnership with the city of Kenai, and they're definitely paying attention to all aspects of our departments, and it's very much appreciated."
Mayor Brian Gabriel acknowledged individual donors.
"I think that's awesome, like the things that they do to help our animal control, among other things, senior center, the donations that come in to make our city great." So we also had, in addition to Kenai Indian Tribe, we had Julie Allison, James Carpenter, Mary Newby, Andrea Hanley, Gerda Trent, Shannon Richards, Kayla West, Allison Anderson, which was Care of Credit Union 1, Don Francisco, and Jackie Pierce.
The acceptance of these donations is going to help further the mission of the Kenai Animal Shelter. The Animal Control Chief has identified the need for a light commercial washer and dryer that she believes would assist the shelter staff in reliably cleaning the blankets, towels, and washcloths used for bedding or cleaning purposes. The Central District Herring Management Plan states that a commercial herring fishery may occur by emergency order in the Central District of Upper Cook Inlet, but only in the waters of Kalgan Island, Upper, Western, and Chittenden Bay sub-districts. In 2023, commercial herring fishing season will open at 12:01 a.m. on Thursday, April 20th, and close at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, May 31st, unless closed earlier by emergency order in any area where the guidance harvest range is projected to be met. The management plan allows for one fishing period per week that runs from 6 a.m. on Mondays until 6 p.m. on Fridays in the upper sub-district. The guideline harvest range is 0 to 40 tons, and fishing for herring is not allowed any closer than 600 feet from the mean tide mark on the Kenai Peninsula. In the Chittenden Bay sub-district, the department is to manage for a guideline harvest of 0 to 40 tons. In the western sub-district, the guidance harvest is 0 to 50 tons. In the Kalgan Island sub-district, the guidance harvest is 0 to 20 tons. In the central district, herring may be taken by gill net as defined, except in the Chittenden Bay and Kalgan Island sub-districts, herring may only be taken by set gill nets. Legal set gill net mesh size can be no smaller than 2.0 inches or no greater than 2.5 inches, as described. Prior to fishing, all participants are required to register at the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Soldotna office. Fishermen are also required to report fishing time and the amount of herring landed, whether to be sold or retained for personal use, to the Soldotna office by 12 noon the next day for each day fished. Fishermen are also reminded that fish tickets are to be filled out and either mailed or dropped off to the Soldotna ADF&G office within 7 days of the time of landing. If you intend to sell your catch to members of the public, you must first obtain a catcher-seller permit for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. You'll find a link and maps on the story at radiokenai.com. The Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development is standing up to the Office of Citizenship Assistance with the Commissioner's Office to assist Alaska's refugee and migrant communities. The office will be led by Deputy Commissioner Nelson San Juan, who's returning to the department for this role. He retired from the state service last September. Read more on this story at radiokenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.